In her book, Pilgrim at Tinker Creek, Annie Diller, who's a grown-up, tells the story about how, when she was 5 years old, she decided to hide shiny pennies. She wanted to see if someone would find these shiny pennies, which she considered hidden treasures. They were very shiny, and she would draw arrows with chalk on the sidewalk pointing to the hidden pennies, and she would write words that she was able to write, which would be "surprise this way." And then she'd hide herself behind a tree so she could watch and see what happened. She was always so excited when someone found one of the shiny pennies. In that book she wrote as a grown-up, she went on to say that the world is fairly planted in pennies, treasures that will delight us if we will keep our eyes open. She means the wonders of nature, the plants, the flowers, the animals, the people, all who are so amazing, unique, and full of potential. And of course, the people are animals too. In the Hebrew Bible, it says that God created living beings, and when each kind was created, God saw that it was good. Every bit of creation was good. Well, we may or may not believe that God created all beings. What we do know is that the breath of life connects us all in one mysterious and beautiful interdependent web of existence. We, the plants, the animals, the people who are also animals, we are each unique, each filled with what I call the sacred spark of life. I don't know if you can find that spark. It's a pretty mysterious spark, but it's in everybody. And though we sometimes make mistakes, who here never made a mistake? Raise your hand. Never made a mistake? Oh, there is one person in the room. Okay, Carl, I'm glad to hear it. However, you'll be surprised to know that mistakes are what teach us and help us grow if we think about them deeply. And though we sometimes even hurt ourselves and each other at times, we are at our root beings who are good, worthy of inherent dignity, deserving of love and of justice, able to channel love to ourselves and others, and able to seek justice like those children are who are trying to get the government to make the changes that will help us deal with climate change. In the 1930s, when Reverends Norbert and Maya Chopic developed the flower celebration for their Unitarian Church in Prague, they meant for the celebration to give the message that every human being was unique, that together we make a profoundly beautiful kaleidoscope, that each of us has dignity and worth, and that we can create strong communities of love and caring that will really nurture the children that we dedicate and all the children in our community, and hopefully reach out to children in our larger community and world. The Nazi regime, which some of you know about, a government which fostered hate and exclusion, arose in Germany at that time they developed the flower community, and it spread to other parts of Europe, including Prague, Czechoslovakia, which was where Norbert Chopic was serving his congregation. And they didn't like his message of dignity and worth within all and justice for all, and they captured him, Norbert, and they imprisoned him at the Dachau concentration camp. I've been there. I've seen what that camp was. The Nazis were eventually defeated when the Second World War ended in 1945, but sadly, Norbert Chopic was killed while in Dachau, and he was really killed for the prince because he was courageous. A lot of people can be courageous and not get killed, thankfully, and that's what we want to do, is be courageous and not get killed, and that means being courageous when it's easier to be courageous and the stakes are not as high as they sometimes become later, speaking out when the stakes are not quite as high. His wife Maya came to the United States, had come there before this all happened, and was safe there. And she and her children attended a Unitarian church in New Jersey, and she brought the flower communion to America. Now, most UU congregations celebrate it like we do, usually in June. It's still true that some teach hate and exclusion and even violence against people who are not like them. We don't teach those things. We teach the message that Chopic taught, of love, of the worth and dignity of every person, and justice for all. He had the courage of his convictions and took a great risk to speak out even in the face of high danger. It takes courage to live the truth of our life-affirming, justice-seeking values. They're not just words. When we put them into action, sometimes it takes courage. It's our challenge. It's our challenge, even in these days. So when you bring home a beautiful flower from the flower celebration, admire its beauty and be grateful that somebody brought that flower and now it's yours. And you may have brought a flower and now it's theirs. You're sharing. And remember the message that all people, all beings are of worth and dignity, and each unique, each beautiful. Together we make and sustain and protect community. And we can do that and practice love and justice if we have the courage of our convictions. So may it be.